SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Blood clotting is the practice whereby an Indigenous business, entity or individual takes unfair advantage of an Indigenous business, entity or individual for the purpose of gaining access to otherwise inaccessible Indigenous procurement policies or contracts. And this is a phenomenon that's really doing a lot of damage in Indigenous business. And I'm happy to say that I'm joined by Matthew Tarakulakis, founder of AMK Law, someone who's been working on this fraud, I would say, for a long time, and who is doing something to eradicate it. Matthew, welcome to NITV Radio again.
Thank you very much for connecting today, Bertrand, and a shout out, an acknowledgement to all First Nations peoples listening. We really do stand on the shoulders of giants, so I'd like to acknowledge and pay respects to our elders and give sincere gratitude to our country that we're on and the beautiful waters that keep us alive as well.
Yeah. When I say you are doing something to eradicate blood clotting, it's just as a lawyer, as a respected lawyer with a lot of accolades and with clients from all walks of life, government, corporates, and non-for-profit organizations, you see blood clotting every day, and you've launched BAM, which is a blood clotting masterclass, a way to identify blood clotting and fight it. Can you tell us, drawing from your masterclass, what are some of the red flags that might indicate blood clotting from non-Indigenous businesses claiming to be Indigenous? Tell us about, explain to us how people can identify blood clotting.
Yeah, for sure, Bertrand. And there really are some common themes and common scenarios that come up that are the red flags that show, yes, there is blood clotting. I think that the fundamental red flag comes down to the vision, the culture and purpose. If the vision, culture and purpose is not of that Aboriginal land, is not of being an Aboriginal business, then typically there we'll see black cladding, because Bertrand, black and white business, it's generally quite different, because an Aboriginal business has got community, mob, cultural values, deep impacts for Aboriginal people at the very core of what is done. And I think that when you see what a business is about and who's involved in the business, that's one of the key red flags. Another thing that happens as a red flag, Bertrand, is the First Nation business owner being blindsided from what's happening. So not having any real control, being left out of decisions that are made in the business, not being involved in the business strategy or the operations at all in terms of the ownership level and the purpose of what the business is there to achieve. I've also seen, from that legal perspective, some pretty dodgy things. I've seen shareholders agreements where there's fictitious loan structures embedded into the shareholders agreement that's been created solely to deprive the First Nations business owner out of profits. And I've seen other legal complexities and some real red flags where there's contractor agreements or service agreements that have got exorbitant expenses that are there to deprive essentially what's meant to be that First Nation business out of any business profits. So I think it's really important to understand these red flags that I've mentioned, but there's more as well. Another really important piece is understanding that an Aboriginal business, going into that vision and culture purpose piece I was saying before, is much more likely to be employing other Indigenous peoples as employees, is much more likely to be engaged with community. And so if you don't have a First Nations workforce, then that's potentially another red flag in terms of being a black-clad business. An Aboriginal business is much more likely to hire, work with, and engage other First Nations people.
your background includes working with government bodies and major corporations. How does this experience translate to advocating for Indigenous businesses?
I'm approaching 20 years in practice, mastering the skill set as a lawyer. Bertrand, I've got a few grey hairs now to show that. But the truth is, I'm really proud of my Aboriginal and Greek heritage, and I'm also really strongly driven to make a difference. There's a famous talk by Simon Sinek, and he says it starts with why. Why do we do what we do? For me and my team at AMK Law, our strong why is to make a difference to Aboriginal businesses, to our people, to our community. I think that when it's all said and done, Bertrand, this is what we're here to achieve. And I think that having a skill set and ability as a lawyer, having this knowledge of the law and also this strong essence of why, it helps to bring awareness to these issues and helps to support, advise and bring awareness of the law to First Nations people. So there was a recent decision of the full court. It was just this year. And ASIC applied for the appeal, which was great. But the case was against ACBF, Funeral Plans Pty Ltd and Upla Group Pty Ltd. What was great in this particular case is that it was found that the funeral expenses imposed by an insurance provider company was misrepresented because the company presented itself to Aboriginal consumers as being Aboriginal owned or managed when it wasn't. And so ASIC took regulatory action here in this case. And I think it's an excellent case for us to know about because it gives us great weaponry for regulator intervention on black cladding issues.
Yeah, that's one that I covered, and I believe I interviewed many years ago some of the actually executives of this organization before all this kind of broke out and people got ruined, they had their money, they lost a lot of money, and a very distressing situation. But now your master classes are there to address these kind of issues, identify the red flags and take action before any damage is done. What are some key takeaways participants can expect from the master class on from this course for Indigenous businesses?
Yeah, so the BAM Masterclass really empowers participants to become a champion for change and an ally in the battle that we've got against black cladding. And the course is specifically created to teach, learn and connect in first of all, understanding that why, the why that I was speaking about before, just like Simon Sinek says. But the why here for Aboriginal businesses, gaining that appreciation, First Nations business as the powerful way for closing the gap, because there's some pretty alarming statistics that show the massive disparity, the shorter life expectancy, higher rates of infant mortality, much poorer health, increasingly higher incarceration rates, is a much lower level of education and employment, First Nations peoples. And sadly, there's many more statistics that show this gap that needs to be closed. The business, I believe, and policymakers, and I think that there's many of us out there that believe that business can be a powerful way of going about closing the gap. So through the Black Cladding Masterclass, you can also identify who are the genuine Indigenous businesses and understand how to build and develop true impactful collaborations to really make a difference in the Aboriginal business sector, understanding the legal and ethical frameworks within the First Nations business environment. Because sometimes there's some ethical pieces that the black and white law might not yet deal with, but still isn't right. So how to deal with those frameworks for the betterment of First Nations businesses and our communities. And also ways of actually doing business right, as a form of leadership through things like reporting, advocacy, and really having authentic First Nations businesses involved and creating outcomes in your organisation.
I know the course is interactive, but what are some maybe resources or other material listeners can access? So what resources can listeners access to stay informed about Indigenous business issues?
Yeah, that's a good question, Bertrand. And one of the reasons I love this question is because we do have allies, we do have collaborators, and we all need to be in this battle together. And like you mentioned before, you covered the particular case involving the ACBF funeral plans. So one of the great resources is SBS, NITV, radio, your program, Bertrand. Supply Nation, I've got some resources and information on their website. And there's chambers of commerce like the New South Wales Indigenous Chamber of Commerce and Kinaway. They've got some pretty good information to be armed against black cladding on their website. I also have got a podcast called Rolling Through Negotiations. And so by jumping on that, you can learn some negotiation strategies that can help you understand and negotiate against the black cladding frameworks. And I also post on LinkedIn and social media, like our Instagram page, some educational material. But I think that BAM, the Black Cladding Masterclass, is the only current way that I know of that's really geared towards education, making real change better beyond the information sharing piece, but into strategically creating methods and frameworks within an organization.
Yeah, you also mentioned in the course advocacy. Can you give listeners a specific action they can take today to support First Nations businesses?
Yeah, I honestly believe, Bertrand, that it comes down to having the right intention. So the right intention for really wanting to build trust and establish partnerships with First Nations businesses. So that specific action is learning and appreciating and really wanting to make a difference within the overall economic development of First Nations peoples. And one of the ways in doing this is by getting cultural awareness training within your organisation. There's some fantastic cultural awareness training providers out there, but I think it's also important to do some due diligence and understand who is actually delivering that training for you. There's also ways of getting more exposure to First Nations peoples, because I really stand in gratitude and honour, respect and feel proud when I am amongst Aboriginal brothers and sisters, because there's amazing energy, amazing respect and amazing things to learn amongst First Nations peoples. And I think that getting an opportunity to be there and connect authentically with First Nations peoples is another action that can be taken.
Well, Matthew Karakalakis, thank you very much for taking the time to really give us an understanding of BAM, the Black Cladding Masterclass classes that you run. And I look forward to actually further this conversation and learn more, because there's a lot to take from the courses and there's a lot to learn. So these 15 minutes is just an introduction to what's there. Thank you very much, Matthew.
Thank you so much, Bertrand, and thanks for being interested in this journey towards better outcomes for First Nations businesses. And hopefully see you listeners, if we can work together, check out the BAM Masterclass and let's put an end to black cladding.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.